Tim Wagner of the Utah Sierra Club says that a draft plan by the Utah Department of Transportation to build a four-lane highway along the banks of the Great Salt Lake is misguided.
One of the big issues is the fact that UDOT's own data prepared by the Wasatch Front Regional Council does not support building a freeway up through there. Their own data clearly shows in 2040 that the road is vastly underutilized, like by 20 to 40% at full capacity in during peak hour, afternoon rush hour traffic. So there's no need for the road to begin with.
The Sierra Club was one of a number of groups who held a joint press conference yesterday to reject the proposed West Davis Freeway and to support alternatives for addressing future transportation needs in western Davis County. In particular, the groups advocated abandoning plans for the new highway and embracing what they called a shared solution alternative, including an emphasis on roadway design, innovative intersections, boulevard community development, transit system management strategies, and bicycle trail networks. UDOT is currently considering two locations for the corridor in Farmington and Kaysville, but Todd Jensen of the group Attorneys for Clean Air and Environment says that having two options presents what he called a false choice.
Our goal is to let all of those people know there is an alternative to the two bad choices that UDOT is forcing on them. There is a shared solution that doesn't involve building a new highway. It involves improving the existing infrastructure. And that's the message we really want to get out to people, especially to the neighborhood groups and the people who are really going to be affected by this.
Roger Borgnicht, co-chairman of Utahns for Better Transportation, said that UDOT was focusing too much on highway development as an answer to the region's congestion problems.
They're just proposing two alternative highway designs and not looking at land use configurations, not looking at the creative improvement of the arterials in West Davis and Weber County, and innovative intersections that could provide some relief at the congestion choke points. They're just positing it as a new highway in way west Davis County, beyond where there is even any development currently.
The proposed expansion of the Legacy Parkway would run from Centerville to Marriott-Slaterville in western Weber County. UDOT plans to release its draft environmental impact statement next week, and a public comment period will be open for 90 days thereafter. UDOT spokesman John Gleason said that the participation of the community was vital, and that all options, including not building the highway, were still on the table.
You want to take into consideration community concerns, environmental impacts, and then also meet the needs of transportation over the next few decades. It's a balance, and you know that's why this process is so important, and there are so many steps to it because we want to make sure that we're making the right decision.
For KCPW News, I'm Roger McDonough.